With just 9 days to go before California's recall election, the gubernatorial candidates are shifting their campaigns into high gear. Just a handful of votes could determine the state's next governor if incumbent Gray Davis is recalled. And that's why many of the leading candidates are actively courting minority voters who don't usually turn out in large numbers on election day. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen has more.
If it were just up to minority voters, Governor Gray Davis would stay in office for another 2 years. That's the result of a statewide survey released this week. Harry Pichone is president of the Thomas Rivera Policy Institute, one of several organizations that sponsored the poll.
The minority voters' role may be more key in this election than in any other previous election in the past 20 years.
In this election, two of the five leading replacement candidates are Latino, and two others are immigrants. And that may encourage more minorities to vote. Harry Pichone says at least one group, Latinos, are inspired by the prospect of Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante becoming their next leader.
When it's the first of your own to have a real legitimate chance at public office, you're more excited, you're more mobilized about it.
But nearly everybody is after the Latino vote in this election.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, como muchos de nosotros, vino a este país con un sueño.
Schwarzenegger's campaign has run Spanish language ads like this one. He's also approached newly sworn in citizens at a Mexican restaurant. And he recently invited immigrants from Latino as well as Asian and Muslim groups to a town hall meeting. Inside the meeting, many of the guests showed enthusiasm for the celebrity candidate.
My name is Emin Hisarcıklıoğlu. I'm the general coordinator for Turkish Student Associations of Southern California. And I personally would like to see you as governor of our beautiful state because I love California.
Thank you.
But outside, a less friendly group of Latinos was waiting. Protester Carlos Montes says the immigrant Schwarzenegger selected for the event didn't represent the large population of low-income Latinos that live in the East LA neighborhood where the event was held.
He's already said that if he wins as governor, he will do away with the law giving undocumented immigrants from all over the world the right to have a license and work.
Governor Gray Davis recently signed that driver's license bill into law, a move that many said was geared towards winning the Latino vote in the No on Recall campaign. According to the survey released this week, Latinos oppose the recall, but only by a slim margin. Governor Davis has been looking to another minority group, African Americans, for his strongest margin of support. The Thomas Rivera Institute poll shows 67% of black voters want Davis to keep his job. And so it came as no surprise that when Governor Davis appeared earlier this month with former President Clinton in Los Angeles, their first stop was at the First AME Church, often considered the heart of the city's African-American community. Two church members introduced Davis as if he were a prize fighter, listing many reasons why he shouldn't be recalled.
By strengthening the public education system, he has ensured that every child learns to read by age 9.
He led the fight to keep college education affordable for middle class.
Though they support the current governor, many African Americans have been concerned this political season about all the attention both Davis and Bustamante have paid to the Latino community. Political consultant Kerman Maddox.
You hear people in churches and barbershops and other places say, look, you know, I'm tired of the Democratic Party taking us for granted. And this year, not only have they taken us for granted, but they've kind of kicked us to the curb in favor of actively and aggressively courting the Latino community.
Other minority groups, largely ignored in past elections, have also been receiving the attention of the candidates.
We're a majority-minority state.
Political analyst Jack Pitney.
You take African-Americans, Latinos, Asian-Americans, and you actually have a majority of the total California population. But that does not mean a majority of the California electorate.
Pitney says support from any ethnic community won't really matter in the end unless people come out and vote. In California's last gubernatorial election, 76% of the voters were white. But maybe, with so much campaigning geared towards the minority vote, the population voting in this election may turn out to look a lot more like the population actually living in California. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.